On a recent fall day with orange and yellow leaves occasionally dropping to the ground at Phelps Grove Park, 71-year-old Kathleen McMullen was enjoying the weather and making money at the same time. Using a long-handled nut gatherer, she picked up walnuts that had fallen from a tree near the park's edge, dropped them in a bucket, and placed them in the back of her pickup truck before heading back to get more. McMullen is one of many people who take advantage of what Brian Hammonds, president and CEO of Hammonds Products, calls free money lying on the ground. His company buys on average 23 to 24 million pounds of black walnuts, both the nut meat and the shells, each year from anyone who takes the time and the effort to pick them up. Speaking outside his business in Stockton, with walnuts being processed nearby, Hammonds says some of them rely on the extra money to get by.
And they're trying to find the money that's laying on the ground, picking it up, and they'll do things with the money, like buy boots for the wintertime, buy clothes, coats. They'll sometimes even put food on the table. More often it's for a special Christmas gift or something extra, dinner's out or something like that.
Some, he says, maybe don't need the money, but they don't want anything to go to waste. Others use the walnut harvest to teach their children the value of a little work.
So they take them out and have them pick up the nuts, let them have the money.
Most often, walnuts come to one of 238 buying stations in 13 states in pickup trucks or on trailers. But Hammond says he's seen them come in little red wagons and in grocery carts. Missouri leads the world in production of black walnuts, and the most walnuts each year come from southwest Missouri. According to Hammonds, more black walnuts come from Greene County than anywhere else. At the buying stations or hauling stations, nuts are loaded by hand into a hopper and taken by conveyor belt into the hauling machines, where the outside casing or hull is removed, leaving only the shell and the nut. The final product is weighed, and those who brought in the nuts walk away with a check. This year, Hammonds is paying $15 for 100 pounds of black walnuts. The entire year's crop is purchased in only about 5 weeks, from early October until early November. Jim Noble has worked 13 years as the satellite office coordinator at the hauling operation located at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. That location, one of the busiest, processes 500,000 to 600,000 pounds of nuts each season. His favorite part of working there is the people. A lot of people come in time and time again, so he gets to know them.
You get to meet them, you hear about their problems and their mishaps and their good fortunes in life, whatever it might be. It's just a kind of a renewing of acquaintance each year with everyone.
The nuts from Noble's location and others are transported to Hammonds Products in Stockton, where they're stored in open-air barns and in large bins to dry. The nuts are processed all year long. Hammond says as long as there are nuts to crack, his employees will be working in the shelling plant.
The nuts are separated from the shells. Shells go off one direction up to the shell plant. They're ground and used in industrial ways. And the nut meats are food products.
The nuts are used in a variety of products, but one popular use is in ice cream. Highland buys them for its black walnut ice cream. So does Bluebell, Brahms, and Baskin-Robbins. They're also sold on grocery store shelves for use by home bakers. Hammonds describes their flavor as bold, rich, and distinctive. The shells are sold by Hammonds, too.
So we grind those up after the nut meats are removed, and we use those in industrial cleaning and polishing, kind of a sandblasting operation with buildings to remove paint from even battleships years ago.
The oil industry uses ground-up shells to fill cracks in rocks and as a filtration system for water. They're used on soccer and football fields as a media instead of crumb rubber, and they can be used as an exfoliant in beauty products. Hammonds Products employs 80 people year-round and another 20 to 30 during the harvest season. It's the largest employer in Stockton. But many more people benefit financially from the company as they pick up black walnuts each fall. Kathleen McMullen started picking up walnuts as a child.
It was $4 a hundred, and you had to haul them yourself. My dad would bring them in from the woods. We had 40 acres, and then he'd put them in the driveway, and we'd haul them. And we didn't get the stains off our hands till Christmas.
Last year was a good year for walnuts. McMullen says she made enough money to pay the taxes on her property, around $1,500. She'll be lucky to make $500 this year, but she says it's about more than the money.
I love being outside.
Hammonds Products is working to secure the future of black walnuts and the company by planting trees for demonstration and research purposes on land north of Stockton. It's working with Missouri State University, the University of Missouri, and others to come up with improved varieties of walnuts. And the company encourages farmers and other landowners to include black walnuts in their operations. For KSMU News, I'm Michelle Skoliski.